This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive evidence for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive evidence for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive evidence for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence or purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. In this meeting here, on December the 7th, 2025, at 5 o'clock, we're going to just kind of go over the ombudsman thing and the last call and whatever, and then I'm going to go into where we need to go and what we actually need to be working on. I don't know. Yeah, Carlos is in here. Maybe Carlos wants to talk a little bit about what the Oversight Committee is doing. We just got several little things, and we need to discuss, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody has seen the last documents that came out from Sue and the militia commander, assembly, whatever. If anybody wants to talk about that, we can. At this point, I think we need to stay more focused on what we're doing and not focused on what they're trying to do or what their goals is in the, you know, as far as, you know, for me, it looks like they're just trying to stop us from actually building our government, and we need to not focus on that. I wish they would come to terms and start talking to people and, you know, basically help, you know, get things together, you know, mend all the problems that we're having, you know, stop any kind of allegations or, you know, attacking people or anything like that. Is, you know, we all need everybody that's in here. We all need to be working together, and we need to actually learn how to talk to each other. You know, it's like if there's issues or things that maybe we don't think is being done right or whatever, you know, it's the assembly, it's all of you that really need to decide if things are not going the way that we think they should be going, and we should discuss them. If we need to, we create a committee for it, and the committee will bring to the assembly what it is that they feel that we should do, or you know, give us anyway some kind of, you know, direction on, you know, solving problems. You know, everything that's, you know, in those letters or whatever are problems that maybe we should be solving somehow. And we do that by talking to each other, not by, you know, sending out stuff like that and letting the world know that what our problems are. We know what they are, and we know how to fix them. We just got to get together and talk about it. Before I really get into more stuff, does anybody want to say anything about the information that's been coming out?
Go ahead. I'll start out. Is that okay? This is Carlos.
Go ahead, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw the documents and all that, and I've already had a couple of conversations with a number of people on the committee, and there's going to be obviously more. But my general perception is that I agree with Rocky. We should just continue forward, going forward. The documents themselves, in my personal opinion at this point, is that it's literally an indictment on them. It's very divisive. It's very very. It screams infiltration, things of that nature. And I don't like to say those things lightly in any way, shape, or form, because it goes against the basic principle that everybody here on this call, I believe, is for. And so with that, I don't want to go and hammer into details unless you want to, with regards to that document affidavit that they sent. But it's my opinion that we should focus as an assembly and go forward positively and take the things that we need to get done and get them done. For example, getting our courts up and running and other things that are necessary for our assembly to work properly. And that's it. I'll yield.
Yeah, Carlos, I'd rather for you, the oversight committee, to actually build up their report and, you know, have bullet points and talking points about, you know, the different things it's been doing and whatever, and then bring that to the assembly in one big document, whatever. You mean the overview, like what you did just now, is fine. But I think eventually there should be some kind of resolve or something that we bring to the assembly and let the people either vote or not vote or whatever we want to do as an assembly to try to settle those issues and then so we can move forward. You know, it's like I said, is how we're supposed to be working in our assembly is first we're supposed to be, you know, men and women, sovereign people that are self-governing and talking to each other and solving our problems with each other and not, you know, trying to make it some public, you know, opinion thing or, you know, something that looks like an attack on somebody. You know, we're all humans here. We're all people that are grown up and we should be able to solve our problems in the assembly by talking it out and, you know, and not coming up with documents like that anyway. So that's how I feel about it. I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything.
I agree with you on that. This is Carlos again, and we are meeting as a committee this coming Tuesday, and the purpose of that committee is to finish up the outline for a finding by the committee with regards to the context and background of all these things that have been going on, because this incident has got a lot of depth to it. And so we're gonna be doing exactly what you said. We're gonna be creating an outline with suggestions and recommendations to be brought to the assembly for purposes of path forward. And so we'll be putting that out very soon. And I hopefully we'll have this next week. And I will submit it to the assembly for review and vote. I yield.
Thank you, Keith. You have your hand up.
Yeah, I'm a little confused, but as far as the, are we talking about the stuff that just was sent down from Sue and the seven?
Yes.
Yeah, for me, it's like we can do all the voting and everything that we want down here in regards to their actions. It's not going to make any difference, in my opinion. They're just not going to stop. It's just one direction in, one direction in, one direction in. Whatever they can come up with, they come up with. And I totally agree with Carlos as far as just moving forward. Like you want to do, Rocky, too. We want to talk about it. But obviously, we come together and we talk about it. We can do committees and what have you in regards to their attacks. And I know we have to respond just because if not, the de facto way is then it's just automatically assumed that what they're saying is true if we don't respond. But to me, I think all 90%+ of our efforts need to be in moving forward as an assembly, because we're going to have I can just tell you right now, and I'm not speaking prophecy, but in my experience with dealing with them up there and their attacking of us down here, namely you at this point, just because you're the one that's brave enough and the one that's been anointed to do this. You're the tip of the spear, so they're coming after you continuously. To me, it's just like, forget their actions. We'll give them a small little response just so that it's not assumed that it to be true. But I totally agree with going forward with what we're going to do and stop using as much effort in responding to these folks that just don't want to get along. So I yield.
Thank you, Keith. Carlos? Or Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that. And Keith is usually always on point, especially on these kind of matters. It's practically a spiritual issue, from what I see. So I don't say that lightly either. But I agree, and that's the way we should go forward. I'm in agreement with you and with Keith, and we should go forward with what really matters for our assembly. And the oversight committee will generate the report necessary for you guys for the assembly to look at and decide what they want to do with it with our recommendations.
Thank you, Carlos. Charlotte, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Can they prevent us from getting our government formed and everything that we need to do as far as we are here in Southern Nevada?
No, they cannot. the only thing that they can stop us is as a international state, you know, the standing of that part of it,
uh-huh.
You know, because they're the ones in control of that part of it. But again, our courts and our government, our county governments and our union state, which is all the counties together, is the strongest and the most powerful part of the government in Nevada. And that's what we're working on here. You know, this is a union state meaning that it's all the counties, not just Clark County. You know, we have people from Nye and other counties in this meeting. And this meeting has to do with all the counties in Nevada, which is the soil jurisdiction. That's what we're working under.
Well, wouldn't it just be, wouldn't it be okay if we just like voted one person to deal with those people up north and then we could just continue on with our government and just ignore what they're saying up there and do what we need to do for down here? Instead of everybody getting involved in all of this?
Let me give you a little bit more background. I've been actually talking to Anna. She actually sent me an email back today saying this is, what does she say? This is craziness. That's what she told me.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. And I'm hoping to get her more involved in what's going on. She is looking at it, and I don't know what she's going to do about it or not. But she is the only one that really can handle, you know, or fix whatever it is that needs to be fixed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just curious because I really want my son and daughter-in-law to do this with me. And because of all this controversy, I mean, I've quit even forwarding the emails and stuff to them because I don't want them reading any more of this because there's a lot of controversy. So that's why I was just curious. But thank you. I appreciate that. I yield.
Yeah, that is the issue too, is because anybody that first comes in, they're, you know, we call newbies or whatever, they come in, see what we're doing, whatever, and, you know, if we're always just talking about controversy, this is what we're trying to get out of. We're trying to get out of the, you know, hating each other and all that kind of stuff. This is all supposed to be about love and family and, you know, we're all one big family and we're supposed to be hugging each other and, you know, helping each other, you know, protecting each other, all kinds of stuff. Everything that we're doing, you know, it's the Federation side of it. And as being a coordinator, basically what we're supposed to be doing is protecting the people in our state, okay? So I'm gonna start in with some other stuff after this portion of it on things that I've been seeing, whatever, and things I'm going to give my suggestions to people on what we're doing in the state and what, you know, I have this one saying that there's a time for everything and, you know, right now we got to get through this time and then we'll get through to the rest of it till we get to the point that we're actually have a government up and running.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for being here.
You're very welcome. I yield.
Anybody else want to say anything?
Hi, Rocky, if I can for a second. I noticed in that email that I don't know if the rest of you noticed this, but it wasn't just the full attack on Rocky this time, but did you notice how a few times it said Rocky and his group?
Yes.
So it sounded like we were identified as Rocky and us clan down here or whatever. I just really pray that we can be together like we're supposed to be as Christian brothers and sisters and just stop it and move forward. I yield.
Amen, Dale. Amen.
Yeah, it's the deal is they want to group all of us together, and else we're following whatever they're saying or doing whatever they're saying, whatever, you know, then they feel like you're following me, and really you should be following yourself. You know, this is all about self-governing. This is all about each and every one of us trying to build something together. You know, we're supposed to be doing it in love, not in, you know, hate or, you know, any kind of attacks or anything.
It's the epitome of ridiculousness. It's ridiculous. And yet,
it's getting to that
at
point.
This point, we can actually, I think, it's in my opinion, way past that point. It's like, you know, this should have been done. And it just kind of shows that the direction of what they're all about, because they would have already tried any kind of effort to join or correct or heal or any kind of olive branch, and nothing's happened. So again, I yield. I'm sorry I'm talking too much, so much about it, but to me it's just directly evident that there's nothing ever that comes from them but attacks. So right. We should be done with them. I yield.
Yeah. Charlie, you still have your hand up. You want to say something else, or you?
No, honey, I'm sorry. Let me take that down.
Okay. I want to play a little small clip for you guys right now. Can you see my screen? It has Anna and stuff on it.
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to play this. It's only probably about a minute.
Okay.
Let me get back here.
And they get away with it because they're dead asleep. And,
hang on here.
And they do. They experiment on our troops in the most ghastly, barren way, you know. And they get away with it because we're dead asleep and not opposing it. And if you don't oppose it, then they get away with it. That's the way their law works. Their law is not our public law. Their law is a wild west kind of. Whatever you can get away with is okay. They function under Roman civil law, as if they were the kingdom of Rome. And they say things like, let him who will be deceived be deceived. So if they can deceive you and get you to sign a contract, then they will enforce that contract any way they please until you object again. And since you're a slave, he's already condemned and already judged guilty as a municipal citizen, they can do damn near anything they want to you.
Okay, I'm going to stop that screen share. But what she's actually saying there is one of the things that we're told from especially them or different people is that if they send you something, a document or, you know, an affidavit or whatever, and you don't oppose it, then it's true. And again, that is something that de facto came up with, and that's what Anna was talking about here. That is the way their law works, is if they send you something or do something and you don't oppose it or you don't, you know, answer their question, then it's true. And that isn't the way our government works. Just because you send something or you say something or you write some document does not make it true. That is not our government. Our government is, we talk to people, that's why we have ombudsmen. You know, if we can't settle it out from man to woman or woman to woman, whatever, then, you know, then we go to our ombudsman and we try to get help on trying to solve our issues. We don't, you know, send out documents and say, well, because you didn't say anything, then I was true, and what I said was, you know, is enforcement. You know, and the other thing they'll do is they'll make you sign it, which then if they send something out and they want you to sign it, exactly what she's saying is that is a contract. That means you're contracting with them with whatever it says in there, and you're going to do whatever they tell you to do. And again, we do not do that either. You know, we do things as, you know, that's one of the reasons why we got to get our courts up and running. We got to get our processes up and running. You know, it's basically we go to the ombudsman. The ombudsman tries, you know, that's why, you know, Pauline White, she wanted to, you know, basically talk to everybody, whatever. That's what we do, is that she's an ombudsman for the State of the Union, which is, you know, the international part of it, whatever. And I try to get Tammy involved with her. They are actually talking to each other, and they're going to discuss whatever, and they'll come up with their document. They have to actually talk to Sue and get that end of it. But again, that's how we solve things, is through our committees and through the things that we do in our government and how we bring up our government. And that's what we got to do, is get that process and those people in place so we can actually solve these problems and move forward. You know, because when we start dealing with the de facto, whatever, we're going to need these processes to deal with them and how to, you know, solve the problems. And, you know, if we need to, bring them into our courts and then let the jury actually decide on what is the truth, what is happening, what needs to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? Anybody have any comments on what they just seen or what I just said?
Well, sorry, this is Tamara. On a positive note, going through this, and I'm sorry to be trying to be optimistic, it forces us, no matter what county you're in, no matter what state you're in, that you have to know what the committees do, what you do as an ASN, what you have to do as an ASC. So it kind of, now it forces us to learn what the correct way is of having to vet a person, how to start a committee, what we need to do, how the court system works. So I don't want us just to think that it's always negative, 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 which I understand when you're being attacked, it is not nice, it's not positive. But I mean, this, I hope that everybody understands that now it's your time to put your time into actually reading and learning, especially from honest articles, you know, who is what position and what you're supposed to do and how it all starts and what the correct, you know, guideline is. So hopefully, you know, people can also see a little bit positive into what we're going through. I yield.
Thank you, Tamara. Anybody else want to say something?
Yeah, I think Tamara's hit the nail on the head, because they don't realize what they're doing is helping us prep by sending this bull crap continuously at us, nonstop wave after wave of negativity in the de facto way. And so what this is doing, Tamara, good call, is actually just helping us train against what they're doing, because they're doing just de facto crap. So it's helping us. We have an example of what we need to be able to fight against. Good call, Tamara. I yield.
Michelle, did you want to say something? Anybody else want to say something?
Sorry, I couldn't find myself again on the screen. You know, I was just going to agree with Tamara. You know, if we just acquiesce to everything, we'll never gain any strength, even in ourselves. You know, it's just, we have to read, we have to learn. I have not been as great on that this past year, but I'm certainly working on it. I want this to work. And we, Rocky, like you said, we need to just get to building our assembly and not just lay down and let be ran over. You know, I yield.
Thank you, Michelle. Anybody else want to say something? Yeah, it's the big thing is, you know, we got quite a few people here, and, you know, we need to get involved, and we need to, you know, learn from these lessons that we're been gave. You know, I believe that God is really, you know, testing us right now and trying to give us the information that we need to actually, you know, be strong enough that we are a government that's strong enough to take on, you know, the de facto and other places. Anybody want to say anything? I want to play another little short video. What
I just wanted to say, whoever is praying for patience, stop.
Oh, yeah. We need a lot of that.
No, we don't pray for it because we'll be tested.
Oh, that's true, huh? just pray that we get the government up and running. Charlie, do you want to say something?
No, honey, I'm fine.
Okay. Anyway, if you can see my screen here, we talk about our laws and different laws, and this little clip here is talking about where our laws come from and where we got switched over into their laws. And it's just a quick little, like, three-minute thing here. But it explains which law books we should be, or dictionaries we should be looking at. And, you know, I've talked to people about it. I'm going to try to get a hold of the, you know, PDFs on these dictionaries and stuff so that we can spread them out so people can learn. But just listen to this and see what is said here.
This is the truth they do not want you to know. Our entire legal system changed when the definitions changed. And the clearest proof is what happened between Bouvier S. Law Dictionary and Black S. Law Dictionary. Bouvier was written before the Bar Association controlled everything. It was written when the Constitution, the common law, and the maxims of law were the highest authority in any courtroom. This was the era when the people were the sovereigns, and the courts were required to obey natural law and constitutional limitations. Black's Law Dictionary came later, after the rise of the bar. Over time, each new edition removed more of the maxims, softened their meaning, and replaced natural law with statutory interpretation and administrative procedure. This shifted power away from the people and toward corporations, judges, politicians, and government agencies. Let me give you a few examples. Example 1. Fraud vitiates everything. In Bouvier, this maxim is absolute. If fraud touches any part of a case, the entire case collapses. Fraud destroys consent, destroys jurisdiction, and renders any judgment void. In Black's, the same maxim becomes conditional. Fraud is subject to procedure, subject to proof requirements, and subject to what the court decides is fair. This transforms an absolute protection into a negotiable guideline. Example 2. No man may be judge in his own cause. In Bouvier, this is a jurisdictional barrier. If a judge, an officer, or a government actor has a personal interest in the outcome, they lose all authority. The case becomes void. In Black's, this maxim becomes a suggestion. It applies unless the court decides it does not. It applies unless the party fails to object. It applies unless the judge finds no prejudice. This removes the safeguard and replaces it with judicial discretion. Example 3. A thing that is void is as though it never existed. Bouvier treats void actions as a legal nullity. If the court lacks jurisdiction, everything that follows is invalid. Black's changes void into two categories, void and voidable. Black's allows a void act to still produce consequences if the court decides to enforce it. This defeats the entire purpose of the maxim. You can see the pattern. Bouvier is rights-based. Black's is system-based. Bouvier limits government. Black's protects government. Bouvier treats maxims as superior law. Black's reduces them to ancient sayings with no binding force. This was the turning point where courts stopped operating under the common law and began operating under a commercial statutory system. This is why modern courts ignore the Constitution unless you force them to acknowledge it. This is why fraud, conflict of interest, and lack of jurisdiction no longer immediately destroy a case. The definitions changed. Therefore, the system changed. The people did not change. The government changed the rulebook behind our backs by changing the dictionaries themselves. This is why we go back to the maxims. This is why we use Bouvier. This is why we restore the foundation our founders relied on. And this is why they fear people who study the law for themselves. Because once you know the truth, you cannot be controlled by a system built on altered definitions.
Okay. I'm going to stop sharing there. As you can see,
thanks to all our audience.
Oops. Hang on. That just went off some on me. As you can see, our courts and our way of how we handle different things has been changed over the deal based on the Bougier, you know, a dictionary and the Black's dictionary, you know, where they basically change things, you know, as far as like being void or being, you know, fraud or any of that kind of stuff. You know, it's basically they're trying to protect their courts and their government. And, you know, our original thing is actually protecting the people. Michelle, did you want to say something?
Yes. I'm sorry. It's me again. I know I have Black's dictionary. Can somebody spell the Bouvier for me, please?
Hang on here. Let me get back to, oops.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to actually look up the Bouvier dictionary, whatever, and try to get it for everybody. What I'll do, hang on here.
Thank you, Denise.
Denise did it?
O-U-V-I-E-R-S. Thank you, Denise.
I actually have the link to the Bouvier. I have that link, so I can. Oh, well, Denise got it. So, yeah.
Okay, just email it to me, and then we can get it out to everybody. I can send it in the minutes or something, so everybody can get a hold of it. But again, where we're going from here, what our focus is going to be is, we're going to go back to the General Assembly. You know. Deal. I'm going to actually come up with a training course that where we can learn how to get our courts up and running and basically what it is that we need to do. And again, you know, the people, the juror, which is all of us, needs to learn what the Bouvier's, you know, dictionary, the wording, the different things on what things mean, because they've changed on us so much now that we're not sure, you know, what is correct, you know, what word means what, or what is our, you know, our courts, how do we handle things, right? So we need to actually study up on a lot of this stuff so that when we're jurors, because remember, in our courts, it's the jurors that make decisions. It's the jurors that finds either somebody guilty or not guilty or whatever, you know, it's, we don't use guilty or not guilty, we use innocent or not innocent. But, you know, because again, the word guilty means something totally different, you know, in their courts than it does in ours. But we need to go through and build a structure. I'm going to come up with documents of the people that we need in our courts. What parts of it, who does what. We need to all start learning the positions and how we, you know, how we handle them and what do we do and what is the steps that we do to go through a court, you know what I'm saying? How do we handle, you know, different things that maybe de facto sends at us? You know, it's because our courts are the highest courts, and we can nullify anything they do, and we can, you know, it's what's bringing a lot of this to me is what's happened is in the last week or two in a lot of the meetings I've been into with Anna and a bunch of other, you know, with Michelle and, you know, Needy and a bunch of them, the biggest thing that has come up is the amount of people that are in jail right now. You know, our ASNs are sitting in jail, and they're sitting in jail mostly for driving infractions, you know, like not having their, you know, having a Z plate on their car or not having their license plates or whatever. My opinion right now on that is I think we need to keep our cars registered, you know, keep our license and all that for now, because they're using any excuse they can right now, you know, to put us in jail, okay? And it's almost impossible once you get in jail for us to get you out, and especially if we don't have our courts up and running. And that's why we've been told, you know, it's kind of a directive down from Anna or whatever, and, you know, even in the last coordinator call, that we need to get our courts up and running so that we can actually protect these people and get them out of those other, you know, out of jail or out of the other courts, right? So we need to learn that so we can protect each other. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like I said, in my opinion right now, there's a time for everything. And I think this is not the time for majority of the people to not register their cars, not to have a driver's license, all that. You know, we can fight them with paperwork instead of going to their courts. Anytime you go to their courts, you're going to lose. You know, they're going to do something to you, especially if you start saying you're a sovereign and you're an ASN and all this other stuff. They're going to make an example of you if they can. And at this point, you know, like get the ticket, whatever, then we'll work on, we'll help you, you know, work it out and, you know, help you get the documents to send in to them, you know, because we got 72 hours, you know, to basically nullify the ticket and that kind of stuff. I don't know if Aaron wants to say something about some of the legal stuff that we have on that, but that's my opinion. If you guys don't want a driver's license, you don't want to do it, go ahead and do it. I'm just saying, I'm trying to protect you as far as I don't want anybody in Nevada to be sitting in jail.
Yeah, it's the, if you decide to pick that hill to die on, then you're, you know, you're going in. You're going in deep. And you have to have all your ducks in line if you're going to try and fight that. I watched one brother, I think I shared it too, on his name, R.A., I think it's R.A. Brown. What an excellent way that he just warded off a sheriff in a deputy in Utah. It was absolutely brilliant. But you have to be very, very versed in that and be ready to go down on, in a fight. I agree with you, Rocky. You know, when in Rome, you need to
go get it.
Still, you know, protect yourself and do the things that you need to be safe at this point. I don't think, in my opinion, I know Aaron's got some really good information as well on being able to battle in that arena. But for me, I'm doing all that stuff because I don't choose. I'm not going to have my wife drive down the road and have her have to deal with this if I'm not with her and all that. It's just not that time yet for us. So I agree with that. You know, do all the things that you need to do, in my opinion, as well, Rocky. Driver's license, insurance, the things we've all been raised to, you know, in this corrupt system for now, so that we just avoid having to spend time, unless you want to choose that hill to die on. And then we'll help fight for you as well. We're not going to leave anybody hanging, but still, we think it's in my discretion and my wisdom that I have on the matter, being, you know, in and around the circles that I am, it's best to just play the game a little bit, just to keep yourself out of hassling. At this point, I yield. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aaron, do you want to say something? Or?
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, you know, pick your battles. Like, I think, you know, a lot of us have been driving around with these plates for a little bit, and then when we downsized to one car, I basically re-registered the car just because I didn't want Cardia being pulled over by police and not knowing what to say. So you have to just kind of work out what you need to do for your family and where you're situated. Obviously, when we get money behind us and we're basically our inheritance gets through, we'll have a lot more time to play around with this thing and really push that bar a little bit further, which is my kind of where I want to go, that for sure. But, you know, that being said, here in Vegas, pretty good. So what Rocky has done, you know, originally with driving around with the unregistered car, and then what Bobby Sorella did, it's kind of laid the foundation or the groundwork so that we can. So, you know, there's quite a few ASNs driving around with private plates and just never been harassed ever. So, you know, we're in a pretty good place. But again, pick your battles. You got to know what to say, when to say it, not to escalate it, and things like that with a police officer, because it's going to really depend on the situation. And you have to know what to say in the best situation and what to say in the worst situation. So, but just look after yourself is what we want to do. And when we have more authority and more knowledge about this, then we can really have fun and play this, because it'll turn into a game, and that's where the big wins will actually happen. Because, you know, the law's on our side in every way, shape, or form. And so they're the ones that are uneducated in this this type of thing. So, you know, but that you're dealing with a superiority complex where they are the right. They're the right, and then you're wrong, right? So you're dealing with that type of ego. And so you just got to be willing to, you know, have that conversation in a way that doesn't get you in more trouble. But you have to just there's no shame in basically not going full private straight away. You know, you just want to set yourself up to win. And so, yeah, just make the decision based on your situation, and there's no judgment. It's just we're all here in this together. So I yield.
Thank you, Aaron. And I'm going to extend this a little more is, you know, you've been hearing about, you know, the land patents and all that kind of stuff. And we've heard of what, you know, Anna got thrown out of her house and, you know, she's fighting to get it back, which is good because that's laying foundation for us to be able to fight, you know, keeping our property and our land and that kind of stuff. But again, I don't think this is the time that everybody should be testing it either. You know, it's like, I mean, again, if you want to take on that battle and you want to go for it and possibly lose your house or not and try to fight for it, then go ahead. You know, the assembly itself, all the people here, we got a lot of knowledge going on here, and it's possible that we could help you in different ways, you know, but it's not a sure thing right now. So again, you know, it's like we got to pick our battles right now. And the biggest thing that's going to get it to where we actually have clout and we have, you know, ways of fighting them is through our courts. So that's what we got to focus on, is getting our courts up and running so that when somebody does go to jail, whatever, our courts can then send them, you know, random or mint round, whatever you call it, to them, telling them, you know, get our person out of the court, get them out of that jail. Oh, they belong to us, they don't belong to you, and whatever you did is null and void. You know what I'm saying? So without a court or, you know, the things that we need to get going, we have no, you know, standing with them or no way of to enforce them with anything. And that's why my goal from, you know, today on is going to be about building our courts, getting the people that we need in different positions, getting people trained to actually run a court, you know, try to get the places that where we can store our documents for it and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm going to kind of leave it, open it up a little bit right now. You know, so anybody, you know, you want to talk about it or you have any questions about what's been going on, it's, you know, there's basically two or three people in other states that, you know, that's been or in jail right now. We still even have that Igor or whatever his name is. He's still in jail too, as far as I know, and haven't been able to get him out. And again, is, you know, that guy's probably been in there 4 months in jail. Do we want to be able to test that and set in jail for 4 to 6 months or whatever until we can get you out? You know, it's. But anyway, it's. I'll leave it open a little bit right now. So anybody wants to say anything, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think actually that any of us, most of us anyway, can handle not having that income. You know, we would die on the vine if I wasn't able to continue to work, you know, every single day. So, again, like Aaron said, if we did have the financial backing, then it'd be a whole different game. And I agree with you, Aaron. It would be a little bit fun to be able to know that we have the financial backing to not have to worry about making sure I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work, or eventually our finances would run out. So, yeah, I think wisdom is the better part of valor here. I yield.
That is true. Anybody else want to say something?
Yes. You know, it's like Craig always said, what can we do from jail? You know, sit there. We're not going to have access to the things that we need to help build the assembly. And so that's what we need to do, is keep ourselves out of jail. And we're not ready for some of these things yet. That's why we have to continue.
I agree, Michelle. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, me being the coordinator, whatever, would hurt the actual assembly if I wasn't able to, you know, to pull people together. It means I think somebody else could pick up and do it, but why test the waters and not be me help me fighting? You know, Craig said this many times that he can't help every one of us and everything if he's sitting in jail, and that I feel the same way. Is, and that's the reason why I registered my cars and all that, is because I can't help you guys, and I can't, you know, talk to Leanna and do the things I need to do, you know, by sitting in jail if I ever get there. You know what I'm saying? So I have to be careful on what I do right now, just so that I can make sure that I can help protect everybody else that's here and get our courts up and get everything we need to do to actually have a government running.
So that's the reason why that they're attacking you so much, Rocky. They know that too. That's why we got to protect you, bro. I yield.
Anybody
May
else?
Say something?
Go ahead.
Yeah, our local, we have out here in Sandy Valley, we have 5 local police that live here. And we have one, his name is Luke. He does community videos, and he just did one recently that said, I don't care if you are traveling, I don't care if you are a sovereign citizen, or whatever thing else that you want to make up. If you are breaking the law, I am going to arrest you and take you to jail. So that tells me that they're not willing to even look at anything that we have. So if we don't have our cars registered or a driver's license, this young man is going to arrest you and take you to jail. Because they don't want to look at anything because they think we're all foolish. So being in jail is not going to help anybody. But just be aware that that is definitely Metro's thinking on what we're trying to do. I yield.
That is very much true. You know, it's like you said, it's, we can't help our families and everything else when we're sitting in jail. And they're going to make examples of us, especially now. I see it all over the country now that, you know, when you're in the coordinator call or whatever, there's a lot of people now talking about the amount of court cases that are going on trying to get these people out of jail. I just don't want to see any of you in there. And if I don't speak up or I don't say anything and you think that it's okay and you think you can fight the battle and you can't, you know, it's, I'm trying to give you the information as much as I have it now, you know, so that we can protect each and one of you. Anybody else want to say something?
Any updates on the banking, brother? Yeah. Just FYI, I'm just checking.
No, the last thing that Anna said was that it's coming soon. I do listen to some other podcast stuff and whatever, and basically what most of the people are saying that there's supposed to be a big money change in the United States in December and finishing it up in January. I don't know how much of that is true or not true. I do feel that it is going to happen in December. I've always had a feeling that it would happen before the end of the year. But I have no proof. I have nothing, you know, that can say that it's happening. I mean, even Michelle talked about it on the coordinator call a little bit, that they're starting to open up different parts of GFG. You know, it's like right now they're supposed to have opened up all of the deals so you can create your QR code. I've had that for a while. I've helped Keith and a few other people get that opened up for them a while back. But now they've basically opened it up globally. The problem is you can create the QR code. You know, it's basically so that you can use it to go to a store or whatever, and then they can zap the QR code and then take the money out of your bank. But as far as right now, the QR code doesn't work anywhere. You know, you just can create it. You can create it and have it ready, you know, for when it does come open. But, you know, the thing I suggest is you actually keep your eye on your account. You know, check it at least once a week, because there has been saying that if you don't check it, you know, enough or whatever, they'll think it's dormant account and they'll close it. And you don't want that either, you know, because when it does come open, you don't want to fight to try to get it back open again, right?
Thank you, brother. I know that was a rough question, because it's hard for you to know stuff that we don't know yet. So, but thank you for addressing it, bro. I appreciate it. I yield.
Yeah, it's, as I can guarantee everybody here, the minute I know it's open, an email will go out to everybody, you know, and basically telling you how to use it and, you know, whatever I know that, you know, about it that we can actually use it. You know, it's you guys, everybody, you know, it's in the assembly that are ASNs or ASCs or whatever, will get an email from me as soon as I know. Yeah, that's all I can do.
Yeah, I think we'll also see like fireworks going off that people that already found it out before you send the email. There'll be like fireworks going off at different ASN houses. So we'll all get the word quickly.
I believe that's true. Any other questions?
Different, yeah. On a different, my son, he follows like gold prices and who buys the most gold. In the last 2 months, he was telling me that Trump and Elon Musk has purchased as much gold as they're allowed to purchase. Is there any word on why they would be doing that?
I can tell you right now, I suggest people buy silver. Silver is going to go up past, you know, it'd be worth more than gold in the long run. You know, it's basically on the price that you pay for now and then. I've been learning this about the gold and silver for probably 4 or 5 years. I've been watching and listening to the people that actually, you know, predicted and all that kind of stuff. And they're right in line. Silver is supposed to go to $72 an ounce before the end of the year. It's currently right now at $58. Okay. The gold is at $4,200. It's went up like $9 in the last day. All of it's going to keep going up, and that's why they're buying it, because all of our money and everything is going to be based on gold and silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your way of guarantee you'll have some kind of money, is buy in that. It's easier for people to buy silver because it is cheaper. But like I said, silver, from what I was told or what I've learned over the years, is silver is supposed to hit around $20,000 an ounce, and then it's supposed to then drop down to around $15,000 or whatever an ounce. And when it does that, you know, the whole market's going to change. And how long it's going to take for it to do that, I don't know. That's what just the way that the people that handle silver and gold, you know, the investors and all that kind of stuff are talking about.
So
I suggest everybody, you know, if you can, is get some silver. I mean, it's right now, like I said, it's $58. By the time that spot, when you time you pay for it, you'll pay like $61 an ounce, you know, for it. I bought my silver it started at about $21 an ounce when I bought it, and I stopped buying it at about $25 an ounce. So you can see right now I've already doubled my money. I currently have over 800 ounces of silver.
Wow.
And that's because I know something's going to happen and it's going to hit. And I wouldn't put my money into something or do something if I don't feel like there's going to be a return on it. And I really do believe silver is going to be it.
That sounds good. Thank you. I was just curious.
Okay. We all need to, you know, research, do our due diligence on figuring out what it is. But, I mean, even if you can just buy 2 or 3 ounces or whatever, you know, you spend $100 or a couple $100 and buy whatever, you know, if it's $58 now and by the end of the year goes to $72 an ounce, I mean, you just made, you know, $25 an ounce.
Yeah.
So you made, you know, if you bought 2 ounces, you just made $50. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to increase my security patrols around your house, bro. You shouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah, I know. That is true, huh? But anyway, there's no savings account or nothing you can do in the de facto to make those kind of returns. You know, that's a good return on your money. You know, if you go from spending $100 to $150 in, you know, like a month, there's just nothing that's going to return your money that fast.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I was just kidding, Rocky, because I know that you store that in a secure spot and safe, not on your property.
Exactly. No, it's in a safe and whatever. Safe to get into it is like unbelievable, you know, crazy. I take security really strong on a lot of stuff I do for that fact. But again, you know, we have to learn how to save money and how to, you know, make our money last longer or whatever. You know, it's even if you bought, you know, $100 worth today and 2 months from now you get in a hard spot and you need to sell it and you've actually made a few money and you can use it, it's a good deal. So it is a way to help us.
And it's also actually what the currency is going to be, right? I mean, that's what it used to be. That's what we did is we traded, we used actual silver to, you know, buy things and trade with. That was within the state, not internationally, but within the state, you have silver that you exchange for goods. So
yeah,
I think it's wise in the long run as well. I yield.
I'm going to do a little screen. Can you see my screen right now? If you'll notice, in this area right here says gold. It's at $4,209, and it went up $5 already. The silver went down. It used to be almost $59. It went down 45 cents right now. But it's at $58 an ounce.
What's the gold at one-tenth of the gold price? I'm just curious because of our global account now is times, what, 400 for what, tenth?
$420.
So what we have in our global account is times $420?
Right.
Good Lord. And so it's been almost 6 months that they've deposited anything, but at this point, a lot of us, we're good with where we're at. Just open it up. I yield.
Yeah, what I was told on that is they're spending all of their time on the development and getting it open and all that kind of stuff. That's why nobody's got any deposits. And it's nobody's got any deposits since July. And that's, if you go back and you look, they're saying once it gets up and running, whatever, then they'll update everybody's account to current with the amount of money. They don't have that many resources, all volunteers, and they need them working on trying to get it up. And we agree with that. I'd rather it be up, you know, than seeing dollars in the thing we can't use.
Rocky, one real quick now. If they update it 6 months, I just have one word in two words. Good Lord!
Yeah, exactly, huh? But, yeah, I'm going to stop the screen share. I just wanted you to see what the market is going for right now. But it is a good investment, even right now, even with it being at $58. Because I'm pretty sure by even the end of next year, it'll be at least 2,000. You know, it's still a good investment. It's going to keep going up because the dollar is going to fail completely. And that's what it's based on. That's what that amount is based on, is the dollar bill, which is worth nothing. And like you said, as you know, that these high politicians and everything, if they're buying it, they know something else is going to happen too, and probably soon.
Yeah, okay. A lot of politicians are buying up silver.
Right. And there's a reason, because, like I said, silver is, what I was told is silver is supposed to be at the price of two-thirds of gold. So say if gold was at 4,000, that means silver should be at 3,000.
Right.
But they've been doing paper, silver, and all this other stuff to hold the silver down. Where they're getting to the point now, they can't hold it down anymore, and it's just going to go up. You'll see it skyrocket. So that's, you know, basically my point on it. You know, I'm not a, you know, somebody that tells people how to, you know, do their finances or whatever. I'm just telling you what I've done and what I heard and what I believe, you know what I'm saying? It's, you have to do your own research on it and decide how you're going to deal with your own money. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you to do that, you know, and I can't predict what's going to happen to, you know, the actual real silver and all that either. You know, it's just my opinion on where I believe it's going to go.
Hey, thank you for sharing your wisdom, brother. Everybody, you know, self-govern, you know, but thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Yeah. So anyway, our next meeting on next Sunday is going to be about the General Assembly. I'm going to actually do a lot of research this week on building charts, building stuff on where we need to go. We're going to go through that book again, but I'm gonna watch it and pick out certain pieces of it so I can show you where it is in the video and all that kind of stuff. And we have a path to where we're gonna go to building our courts. So that's my goal going forward here. As many people that you can get involved in this, whatever, because, you know, our courts, we need 25 people for the juror. We need, you know, our justice, so we need somebody to step up and be the justice of the peace. We need our court clerks. We need our, you know, our jury secretary. We need, there's, I'm going to list out all of this, the positions and the pieces that we need to actually run our court, okay? And what I'm talking about is the union state court, so that all of the counties can be involved in the court. We can also build county courts too, if you want. What's that? Dell, did you have something to say, or? But anyway, it's, we have to build all of our courts, and what's going to happen is, most likely Clark County, because it's the biggest county and it has the most people in it, that'll probably be where most of the people are at for the court, you know, for even the Union State Court. But the court can be used across all the counties, you know, because we're going to make it as a Union State Court, so that if any county, you know, it's like Washoe County or Nye County or whatever, you know, needs a court or whatever, needs a revenue, you know, to do their court, you know, because we can do it online and we can run the courts that way too and help them in those counties too. So this goal is to actually help all of our counties and get courts up and running so that we can protect all the people in Nevada, not just Clark County or any other county. You know what I'm saying? This is a team effort, you know, with all of our counties. The other thing that I want to start working on too is any other counties that want to get their websites up and running, to let me know. We're going to start, Nye County made an interest on doing their website. If we know, we have, I have a guy named Philip, he's in the, you know, helping with websites, whatever. He's been cleaning up the Clark County one right now. We're going to start on Nye County's website. So any other county of the people that are in here that want to get their counties going, you're going to need to be involved in getting information from your county so that we can build a website based on the information from your counties. Okay? You know, remember, this meeting is for all counties. We're trying to build every county up that we can, you know, because we got to get them all up and running. So if you know people in other counties or whatever, get them in the meeting so that we can get help from those other counties too. Anybody have anything to say about, you know, what I just talked about? Okay, because, and the deal is the emails and the URLs and all the stuff that I've been doing has nothing to do with the State of the Union. It's all the Union State, which is basically a union of all the counties. And I have an email for that, which is the Nevada Assembly gov.land. That belongs to the Union State. It has nothing to do with anything else. There shouldn't be any confusion on that. And I'll say it as much as I can to make sure that people understand there's no conflict with anything else. And then the other one I have right now is the Clark County assemblygov.land. That's for Clark County only. I'll be creating one now, the Nye County assemblygov.land. That will be Nye County's emails and the website and all that kind of stuff. Okay? So we'll try to do one for every county, you know, as long as we got people in those counties that are standing up and wanting to help. Any comments or anything on that?
I think that's awesome, brother, that you're actually doing that. You're actually helping to help all the counties in the state. And we're very, very grateful for that. I just want to encourage everybody, be of good cheer, be encouraged that
we are a family, and we will stick together. You know, we're all in this together, and don't let anybody else try to make us not feel that we are a family, because a divided house will fall, and our house will not be divided. Thank you again, Rocky, for all your efforts, and everybody here, I yield.
Amen. You're welcome. Go ahead.
I was just saying amen to that, Keith, what you just said. I second that.
That is true. It's, we got to use our resources wherever we can. And, you know, like Keith was saying, we are a big family, and we're not going to let anybody divide us. We are together. Okay, as far as the information, what I wanted to go over today was, I've already said it all. And unless somebody else has more that you may want to talk about, I suggest that we adjourn for now. And then next Sunday at 5, we'll pick up with creating our courts.
I move to adjourn.
I second.
I second.
Everybody say aye.
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 Anybody don't want to say no?
Aye.
Everybody want to stay? Say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll see everybody next Sunday. Thank you all for being here.
Ciao. Bye.
Thank you, Rocky.
You're welcome.